I've been promising you Craig Lucas. Actually, I think from last year, I've mentioned that this show would be incomplete, Play Local, without an interview from Craig Lucas. I'm glad it's actually finally happening today. So after chasing expectations for years, Craig Lucas is finally living in the moment. The 2026 Joyride single is out. It's giving nostalgic pop anthem, and it's all about embracing invulnerability, falling for someone right now. But I have him on the line to explain more. Craig Lucas, welcome to East Coast Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here, man.
Amazing. Thank you for making the time. So Joyride sounds like a liberating song. What does letting go and enjoying the ride look like for you right now, especially after years and for feeling the pressure from the industry?
Yeah, I mean, look, I came up sort of on a singing competition, you know, and I had no real experience in music prior to that. So I think that I kind of placed a lot of that pressure on myself. Even I thought there was a certain way to be a musician. I thought there were certain achievements you had to get, you know, in order to be successful. And I think over the 8 or 9 years that I've done this now, I really learned that what success actually means for me making music is just being happy. I had so much success with music I've made, but there were times where the music wasn't necessarily music I would listen to or music that I was proud of, but music that did commercially successful. But I wasn't very happy, you know, and I was like, why am I not? I'm supposed to be happy. I'm supposed to feel joyful. And I realized it's because I wasn't really being true to the music I wanted to make. And so I'm an independent artist now.
Sure.
I have a lot more freedom. You know, it comes with obviously just like a lot more financing. It's a lot more expensive, but it comes with freedom. And I think I've really taken advantage of that freedom by just making music that I love.
Yeah. And I mean, if I listen to you, you sound very vulnerable and relatable right now. So, which I really appreciate. I feel like I'm getting to know Craig Lucas finally. And speaking of vulnerability, falling for someone in the right now kind of way and showing up as you are, what made you want to get that honest and that vulnerable specifically in this song, in these lyrics?
Yeah. So, you know, for a lot of songwriting sessions, it's usually just a big trauma dump. And I was with friends as we were writing and creating the song. And we usually start by just kind of speaking about where we're at in our lives. And for me, I was just at the start of a new relationship, but I was filled with so much fear and I was so stuck in the future. You know, I was thinking, will this work out long term? Will I be good for this person? And I was missing out on so much of what new love feels like, you know, the butterflies and the excitement. And and we spoke about it and we were like, my friends were telling me, dude, you've just got to enjoy this for what it is. You're kind of losing out on a lot of the joy by being so focused and worried about if this thing will work out in the future. And that really resonated with me. And that day we were like, let's write a song about this. And that's kind of what the song is about, you know, me making that decision to just let go, to let myself fall in love with this person, to let him fall in love with me, and kind of just let it go where it needs to go.
So I'm about to play a song. I just want to stick with the songwriting part because I understand you took a trip. It was in Denmark. That was a game changer for you. What surprised you the most creating this song?
You know, I went there. It was the first time I got to travel for music and made music internationally. And I went there with so much imposter syndrome, dude. I was like, am I going to be good enough? Am I going to contribute? There's so much pressure. You know, we tend to glamorize international artists as just being better for some reason. And we tend to categorize success as a South African artist going international. So all of that pressure really weighed on me. Yeah. But just getting there, man, seeing these are real people, these are normal people, and also just being able to contribute, being able to write really good songs, it just made me feel so validated. It made me feel valid in my talent, in my ability, and realizing that I don't need to compare myself. You know,
yeah,
I'm good enough, and I bring value regardless. So that was really affirming for me, and I walked away from that feeling a lot more confident in my songwriting, a lot more confident in my ability overall. And I made such incredible friendships because these were just regular people, you know? And I think really beautiful music came about as a result of that.
Awesome. I mean, we've got Joyride right now, which I'm playing next. What are you hoping listeners take away from this song as I'm about to blast it?
I had so much joy creating the song. If you listen to it, you can kind of hear we kept in a bit of us in the session just laughing. It was so much fun to make. It brought me so much happiness. I think more than anything, I want people to listen and just feel good. I have a tendency to create sadder songs. I love listening to sad music, but with this one, I just wanted people to feel really good, and I hope that comes across.